We don't have a recipe of the day for you today. What we have is a recipe for success, though, because let's face it, no, none of us can afford to put on another stone over this lockdown. So Dr. Ava Orsmond is here to help, and she's got top five tips for level five. Dr. Ava, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
This is going to be harder in winter now, isn't it? Because I already went back on the bread this week. Like, we're craving comfort food now, aren't we?
Oh, no, 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 we can't do that. And I think we have now learned to live with the COVID, so it's not as scary anymore. And we have, in fairness, we are much more free at the moment than we were last time. We can, you know, there are more things available still. So I think, you know, we are in a better position to fight the mental health and just concentrate on ourselves. And that's why I think it's important that people would actually set some rules and regulations around their meals
and their daily routine. And Ava, we're not going to be too hard on people here or punishing them. These are kind of little basic things that people can do just to support a good physical and mental health.
Obviously, I always would like people to lose weight, but at the moment, I think even if we just try to maintain the weight and not gain weight,
I think a holding pattern would be a huge success over the next 6 weeks. So your first tip is that you keep your daily meal pattern, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, that's the BLD. So if you actually think about you have five fingers and there are five things that you need to remember every day. So it's really important that we have a healthy meal routine, because it sounds easy, but actually many people, either they totally skip the breakfast, they have big gaps between the meals, proper meals, your breakfast, lunch and your dinner, and then they snack a lot. So if you don't need to eat like a king, like the old-fashioned way goes, but have something, a little bit of a protein, and then, you know, if you want your porridge, that's fine, or if you want a boiled egg and a few crackers, but have something, because otherwise you're going to be so tempted to have a really more unhealthy and higher calorie snack later on. And that's why my second tip actually is the snack attack. So first, it's the BLD, the breakfast, lunch and dinner, and number two is that you have to watch your snack calories.
Yeah, because like the mindless snacking now is the death of a lot of us at the moment, isn't
it?
We're at home as well.
This is it. And, you know, the fridge is very near there. And if you know, something starts annoying, it's very easy. Oh, let's make a cup of tea and have a biscuit or something. Now, saying that, I am not saying you can't have biscuit. There is a place in everybody's diet for a little bit of sweet things. But I would like people to be aware, almost like plan ahead, that these are my snacks, this is what I can have. If it's the biscuits that you want to have, learn and look at the labeling and see how many calories it is, what percentage of the diet, of your daily calorie intake it represents. And then build around that. Don't just go mindlessly and say, okay, I put a fruit bowl outside there and I have one banana now and another two apples afterwards. Because they, even though they are healthy food, they still add up as calories. And I think that many people eat too much fruit and too much bread. So those are the important things to look at. Crudity platters could be quite nice, you know, if you make those, and children and everybody can snack on those, and they don't really add up a lot of calories. Then now we are at home and we obviously should have a little bit more time available. So really the third tip is ready, steady, cook. So dedicate time from your day to cook. Prepare in advance some soups, make sure you have lunch there, make sure you have a freezer even full of frozen vegetables so that you have those healthy foods available if you are afraid that you don't want to go to the shops often. Because if the foods are not there, you are very tempted to then order the takeaway. And now, I'm not against the takeaway. There are a lot of healthy option takeaways available, and there's nothing wrong having a little bit unhealthier takeaway once a week if you follow the healthy rules for the rest of the week.
Yeah, okay.
So then really the fourth one, which comes quite in the end of the list, but actually in a way could almost be the first one, is catch more sleep. People who are tired, this is research shown that they eat more.
Oh,
and now
absolutely.
We are at home and obviously Netflix is there and television, and we would like to watch television, and we think that we have more time, we need to entertain ourselves, and it might actually be that we go a little bit on a binge. So it's really important, put an alarm on and try to force yourself to go to bed, you know, even an hour earlier that you actually plan to go to sleep. And rather go to your bed and take a book and read a magazine and don't watch the screens, you know, your laptop or your phone, because so many of us, you know, see the phone last thing in the evening and first thing in the morning. And many people even wake up in the middle of the night to check what time is it, and then they want to know how many hours of sleep they still have left, you know, before they have to wake up. And I think it would be far better if we actually had an alarm clock and left the phone outside the door if you are worried that if somebody, relative, needs to call you urgently, at least you don't hear those WhatsApp messages ticking there and you don't see that blue light, because blue light from the screens creates alertness and you are sleeping less well. Now,
final tip.
Last one, and 5K from home. We are allowed to go 5 kilometers from home, and let's push that limit. While exercise is a very weak way of losing weight, exercise is an excellent way of maintaining weight, weight loss and maintaining weight, because if you are exercising, it gives you those extra calories maybe to use then for something a little bit naughty. And we often, anyhow, we over-exaggerate the amount of calories that we think we can eat. So really, it's important that we think about that. Everybody nowadays knows about the 10,000 steps a day. And that really means that to reach that, you really would need to do the 5K a day. So just good brisk walk is fine. You don't need to be running. Make a nice little route around your house and maybe push maybe even further. So if you go 5K coming, 5K back, that's 10K. Obviously, everybody has to respect their fitness level. And they say that green exercise in the nature is anyhow always more beneficial than in the gym or anything
Dr.
like that.
Dr. Eva, that's fantastic 5-point survival plan there. We'll put that up on the website. And listen, we might need to check in with you again over the next while because we might need your help. Thank you, as always, Dr. Eva Orsmond.